Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Avodah Zorah, Daf Chav Dal, the second parak in Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechus Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem Av Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin Av Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Eliezer derives from the word v'yikhu, that a parduma must be sold to us by a Jew. The Gemara asks that the same drasha can be made regarding items used in the Mikdash. Yet, when Rabbi Eliezer was asked about the extent of kibud av'eim, he related the famous story of the idolater, Dama ben Nasina. The sages once sought to purchase stones for him for the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, from which he would profit 600,000 or 800,000 gold dinarim. But the keys to access the stones were under his sleeping father's pillow, and Dama refused to disturb him. Furthermore, the next year, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with a paraduma born into his herd. The sages went to purchase it, and he said, "Yodei ani bechem she'im ani mevakesh mechem kol mamon she'ba'olam. I know that if I ask for all the money in the world for it, atemnosenly, you would give it to me. However, I only ask for the amount I lost through honoring my father." This proves that such items may be purchased from Gentiles. The Gemara answers that they were purchased through Tagar Yisrael, Jewish merchants who bought them from Dama. Point number two, an Amora taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the Pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flock of Kedar, idolaters, will be brought as karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer responded, "Kulam gerim geruim hem lasid lavot. They will all be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as converts, they'll no longer be a concern for Revia." The Gemara asks that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that he would provide them with animals for karbanos, indicating such karbanos would be acceptable, and answers that before Matan Torah was different, and Revia did not yet disqualify animals for karbanos. After other challenges are deflected, the Gemara asks that when the Plishtim returned the Aron, the cows which pulled the wagons were brought as olos. It answers Haraz Shahaisa. It was a unique ruling for the moment. The Gemara attempts to prove this from the fact that these female cows were brought as olos, which ordinarily must be males. However, the Gemara concludes that on a private bama, even female animals may be used as olos. And point number three, the pasuk says, "V'yisharena paros b'derech al derech beis shemesh." The cows walked on a straight path towards beis shemesh. Rav Meir said the word "v'yisharena" teaches she'amru shira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains "she'yishu penem keneged aron va'amru shira," that they turned their faces towards the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara says what song they recited, and Rav Meir says, "Az Yashir Moshe ben Yisrael." Then Moshe and the children of Yisrael sang. Amraim offered four more opinions as to which psukim were recited, and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka says an original song was recited. "Roni, Roni, Ashita, sing, sing, acacia wood from which the Aron was made. Be elevated in your great beauty, you who are girded with gold-embroidered garments plating. Hamuhula bedver Armon, who are glorified through the book of the palace," referring to the Sefer Torah, "umufa'ara ba'adi adayim, and are adorned with the crown of crowns." Ravashi says this last song was recited when they traveled with the Aron in the Midbar. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Eliezer derives from the word v'yikhu, that a parduma must be sold to us by a Jew. The Gemara asks that the same drasha can be made regarding items used in the Mikdash. Yet, when Rabbi Eliezer was asked about the extent of kibud av'eim, he related the famous story of the idolater, Dama ben Nasina. The sages once sought to purchase stones for him for the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, from which he would profit 600,000 or 800,000 gold dinarim. But the keys to access the stones were under his sleeping father's pillow, and Dama refused to disturb him. Furthermore, the next year, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with a paraduma born into his herd. The sages went to purchase it, and he said, "Yodei ani bechem she'im ani mevakesh mechem kol mamon she'ba'olam. I know that if I ask for all the money in the world for it, atemnosenly, you would give it to me. However, I only ask for the amount I lost through honoring my father." This proves that such items may be purchased from Gentiles. The Gemara answers that they were purchased through Tagar Yisrael, Jewish merchants who bought them from Dama. Point number two, an Amora taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the Pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, idolaters, will be brought as karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer responded, "Kulam gerim geruim hem lasid lavot. They will all be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as converts, they'll no longer be a concern for Revia." The Gemara asks that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that he would provide them with animals for karbanos, indicating such karbanos would be acceptable, and answers that before Matan Torah was different, and Revia did not yet disqualify animals for karbanos. After other challenges are deflected, the Gemara asks that when the Plishtim returned the Aron, the cows which pulled the wagons were brought as olos. It answers Haraz Shahaisa. It was a unique ruling for the moment. The Gemara attempts to prove this from the fact that these female cows were brought as olos, which ordinarily must be males. However, the Gemara concludes that on a private bama, even female animals may be used as olos. And point number three, the pasuk says, "V'yisharena aparos b'derech al derech Beis Shemesh." The cows walked on a straight path towards Beis Shemesh. Rav Meir said the word "v'yisharena" teaches she'amru shira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains, "She'yishu panem keneged aron v'amru shira," that they turned their faces towards the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara asks what song they recited, and Rav Meir says, "Az yashir Moshe ben Yisrael." Then Moshe and the children of Yisrael sang. Amoraim offered four more opinions as to which psukim were recited, and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka says an original song was recited. "Roni, Roni, Ashita, sing, sing, acacia wood from which the Aron was made. Be elevated in your great beauty, you who are girded with gold-embroidered garments plating. Hamuhula bedver Armon, who are glorified through the book of the palace," referring to the Sefer Torah, "umefa'ara ba'adi adayim, and are adorned with the crown of crowns." Ravashi says this last song was recited when they traveled with the Aron in the Midbar. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav dalet, and our standard siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow pulling a pitcher. Once again, slow motion. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher? That must be on daf Chaf Dalet, Kad. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, which reminds us that Gemara brings the mice of Dama ben Nasin, who refused to wake up his father even though it meant losing the opportunity to sell stones for the ephod at an exorbitant price. So the idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, which reminds us, an Amor taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, meaning idolaters, will be brought as karbanas. Rabbi Eliezer responded, "Kulam gerim geruim hem lasid lavot," they all will be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as gerim, there will no longer be a concern for revia. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow pulling a pitcher, which reminds the pasuk says, "V'yisharena aparos b'derech al derech Beis Shemesh." The cows walked on a straight path towards Beis Shemesh. Rav Meir said the word "v'yisharena" teaches she'amru shira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains, "She'yishu panem keneged aron v'amru shira," that they turned their faces toward the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara discusses which song they sung. So once again, the idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow pulling a pitcher. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar, daf chaf. So the siman daf chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Los Hachanim cafe, that must be on daf chaf. At the Los Hachanim cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three different interpretations for the Isra of Los Hachanim. Number one, Lositen lehem chanaya bakarka, do not give them a holding in the land. Number two, Lositen lehem chen, you shall not grant them favor, meaning praise them. And number three, Lositen lehem matnas shalchina, you shall not give them a free gift. So at the Los Hachanim cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw an idolatrous beauty and made a bracha. Is it permitted to gaze at her? But a brisa states, "V'nishmart b'kol davara," and you shall beware of any evil thing, teaching that a man may not gaze at a beautiful woman, even an unmarried one, nor at a married woman, even an ugly one, and not at a woman's colorful clothing, nor at animals while they're mating. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon saw her b'keren zavis, at a corner, and saw her inadvertently. So at the Los Hachanim cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers and brewed his specialty zehiros and zrizos brands of coffee. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's progression for spiritual growth, beginning with Torah brings to zehiros and zehiros brings to zrizos. Daf Chaf Av. So the symbol of Daf Chaf Av is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car, ka. So here goes. The idolater who drove his ka, ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Av. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rimer says, Ein maskim lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, we may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rimer's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chanias karka, one, giving the akum a holding in the land, the chada de Mafka will have a miser, and another that removes the field from miser obligations. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, which reminds us the Gemara discusses selling and renting properties in Syria. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question, which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Lo yiskor adam merchatzu over kochavim. A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew, and the akum will do melacha in it on Shabbos and Yantov, which people assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. Daf Chav Beis. So the symbol of Daf Chav Beis is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The taxi cab partnership, taxi cab, that must be on Daf Chav Beis, cab. The taxi cab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, which reminds us, a brisa states that if a Jew and an Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. But if they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew is never responsible for work on Shabbos. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, which reminds us, the second parak begins, Ein mamin behema bepundako shel ovdei chochavim. We may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, mifnei shechashudin ahoravia, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate lifnei iver for facilitating the idolater's transgression. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid did not allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Opaska Zum Hasan, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches, Chaviven Alehen Behemten Sho Yisrael Yosem Min Neshosehen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to Ovdei Avodah Zarah over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason, because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zahuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zahuma did not impact Jews, and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai Paska Zum Hasan. Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended, just like all their defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their zuhuma. Daf Chav Gimel. So the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champion, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Kugelach champion, he used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan. Which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Aisha shenechbesha bidei ovdei kochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, aidei mamon muteres lebala, if it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with them. Because specifically when she was imprisoned for money, misyare mishum hefsid mamono, the goy is afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. So the Kugelach champion used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a parduma from a Nachri, which reminds us, in the Mishnah about parduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, in a nikach has been over the kochamim, it cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the chamim permit it. So the Kugelach champion, he used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a parduma from a Nachri, but wasn't sure if the para has the status of Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, is a para Duma Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we darshan the Pasuk Mi Isha Chofetz Chaim? That's on daf? Yud Tes. Good. Number 2. which daf to discuss a Jew and a Gentile who jointly work for a field regarding the Shabbos work. That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number three. Which daf to learn the cows bringing the Aron saying Shira? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number four. Which daf does Gemara bring three interpretations for the Isra of Osa Chaneim? That's on daf Chav. Good.
Number five.
Which daf do we have machos whether one can purchase a par duma from an akum? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good.
Number six.
Which daf do we learn that in the times of Mashiach, the flocks of idolaters will be brought as karbanos because they'll be attempted gerim? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good.
Number seven.
Which daf do you discuss the prohibition to rent a merchatz to an akum because of malacha on Shabbos? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good.
Number eight.
Which daf does Gemara bring the mice of Damba ben Nassin refuse to wake up his sleeping father, even though it meant missing a great business deal? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good.
Number nine.
Which daf do you discuss if Parah Duma is Kadshe Mizbech or Kadshe Bedek Abayis? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn about Reb Meir saving his sister-in-law from a house of Zonos and is teaching the guard to say El Kad Demer Aneini? That's on daf Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.